This is file 39, cycle 2. This is Jean McMillan. I am at Trish Walsh's house, 20 Chatfield Drive. I'm interviewing her sister, Maureen Dell. She is going to talk about her job as assistant registrar of the Republican Town Committee in Salisbury. And at the end, she's going to talk about some of her very interesting recreational activities, such as swassa and canoeing and swimming. Today's date is August 17th, 2016, and first we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
My name is Maureen Dell.
And when were you born?
I was born in August 27th, 1959.
And your birthplace?
Sharon, Connecticut.
And your parents' names?
John and Myra Dell.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. I have six of them. There was seven of us, and I lost one of my brothers, my eldest brother, Scott.
And who else?
I have Richard, Catherine.
With a C.
Stephen.
With a PH.
Patricia, myself, and Sterling.
With an I. Great. Education after high school, you said that you attended college.
I attended some college, but I never did graduate.
And that's totally immaterial. When did you become deputy registrar?
In August of 2014.
And were you elected or appointed?
I was appointed by Janet Lynn, the registrar.
And do you have a term of office?
No, I don't.
When Janet retires, will you become the new registrar?
Well, I am nominated, and I am on the ballot this year, and it's kind of a given, so...
Okay. And what will be the term of office when you become registrar?
Right now, it's a two-year term, but there is a bill... Actually, in Connecticut, some people do have four-year terms. It's every town is different. Salisbury is 2 years.
Okay.
But after the 2017... term is over, it's going to become a four-year term.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you your duties. What are your duties at a town meeting where there's a ballot issue?
We usually will have a ballot vote if it is a financial. The registrars only really participate in town meetings if it's a financial decision that where townspeople are voting on something where money is involved on a decision in town.
And there was a town meeting recently on buying the Pro property and
acquisition of that, and it was overwhelmingly voted in favor, and I think it was 203-10 no's. So it was a hot, steamy night. It was packed, and it was a great meeting. It went well.
Wonderful. What are your duties at an election?
At an election, it varies, but as a deputy, I'm usually an assigned to post. I'm usually a ballot clerk or a checker. But this year, I'm probably going to be working in same-day registration, which is called EDR, which is Election Day Registration. And that is when people come in from other towns or they want to, you know, re-register, and we are there to do that for them. That's a new, in the last 2 years, that's become active in Connecticut.
What type of records do you have to keep?
We keep paper records, the actual registration card that people first filled out when they first became registered, and that stays in our filing cabinet. And after 4 years, if they haven't participated in an election, they become inactive. And then we do a canvass every single year, and notices are sent out to them, whether they've moved away or they're back or they've changed their address or they've left state. And if they want to become active again, then they can. And, of course, if someone passes away, then they're taken off the records or... if they move out of state, they're taken off. So we keep those for 5 years.
What information is given on a voter registration card?
That's pretty much all the name, address, date of birth, the last four digits of your social or driver's license number, name and address.
And can you register online?
Yes, you can, and that's something that is actively being participated in every day. It's really affected our work in the office.
It's increased, hasn't it?
It certainly has, yeah.
Do you think that's a good thing to have more people registered to vote?
I think it's a wonderful thing. I think that's the prime obligation of our job is to encourage voter
people
participation.
Do you have to have training for your job?
As of this year, we now have to have 8 sessions of training, which is done by Citi. It's called CITI through UConn, and it's a series of 8 different sections. They've kind of just divided the whole registrar's job into different sections. So it's some of the courses are 4 hours, some of them are 2, some of them are 3. And I think it's a total of about 35 hours. And then we'll have to sit an exam at the end of that.
And you said you've done 6 of the 8 courses.
Yeah, 6 of the 8. And the town pays for that.
Oh, that's
and
good.
It's mandatory that the towns pay for that for all the registrars. So that's something that some towns find taxing because they're $200 a course, which
ooh.
Salisbury being, you know, a wealthier town, but some of the towns, you know, it's tough.
It is tough.
It's a
sure.
lot of money, you know, to come up with. So that's one of the reasons I really want to just kind of give back, you know, for the town investing in me.
Well, that's a very,
yeah.
very good thing to do.
Yeah.
When you get certified with these 8 courses, then do you have to be recertified every period?
As far as I know, I think it's after 2 years. After 2 years, I think we may have to get a little refresher course.
Okay. Now, with the Torrington branch of University of Connecticut closing, does that make a difference where you drive to your courses?
It certainly does. Now our choices are Waterbury, Avery Point, wherever that is, Stamford, Hartford, or there's one even farther than that, but I think there's like 7 branches of UConn, and yeah, it's very unfortunate that.
Yeah. What have I forgotten to ask you about your job?
Probably what I like best about it.
That's a good question. What do you like best about it?
I think I'd say first off the people. I think I started working at the elections, and that's how I came about to work, be the deputy. And working at elections is a lot of fun. I just, you know, it's a nice group of people, and the people I work with in the town hall are great, and everyone in the town hall, we all get along.
Yes, I've noticed
some,
that.
And in some towns,
they don't.
The register of the Republicans and Democrats don't even work on the same day, and we always do. And
mm-hmm. and a, there's a good camaraderie.
It's a totally nonpartisan office.
It seems
it's not
so.
Political. Yeah.
Great. Okay. Now we're going to move into the recreation part of your life, which I think is marvelous. What do you want to start off with, canoeing or swassa or swimming?
Well, I started, when I first started at college, I was in English, history and English. Those were my two things I loved. Historical journalism, actually.
Mm.
And I met my canoe instructor.
Ah.
So then for the next 10 years of my life, I was heavily involved in canoeing. And we used to canoe on the Farmington River. We had a canoe shop on the Farmington, and we did winter trips in the Florida Everglades.
Oh, my word.
And I was a canoe polar. Mm-hmm. I'm actually still the national women's canoe polling champion.
Oh, wonderful! Oh, my word!
And that was on the Delaware River, and you go upriver with a canoe mm-hmm. and a pole, and then you turn around and go around a buoy and come back down.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so that was one aspect of my life, and guiding, canoeing, and mm-hmm. teaching, and getting certified in all those things, and swimming, and teaching canoeing, and we used to do overnight trips and long. Trips in the Everglades, 4 or 5 days at a
time. Oh, my word.
But anyway, in the winter time, we would we ran a cross-country ski business, and then I became certified ski instructor and did that and worked at various places in Farmington. I worked at Winding Trails as a ski instructor. And then when I came back to Salisbury, I worked with SWASA, and I used to teach the after-school program, the extras program. We had a cross-country ski program, and we used to do the Special Olympics in Salisbury. We used to do the cross-country skiing at the grade school.
With the cross-country skiing at the grade school, did you do it on the school property?
On the school property, and also partly at Selick Hill. One of the longer races was at Selick Hill. And then they also combined it with Mohawk Ski Area. But that was back when they did cross-country skiing as an event in the Special Olympics. I don't know if they do anymore. But we had, I don't know, 50 sets of skis, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was George Parsons.
Yep.
And Matt Kiefer, of course.
Yep.
Gordy Whitbeck.
Yep.
And so anyway, that was my skiing. And then I was on the board of directors with SWASA for years and always worked at the ski jumps and as a measurer. And
oh, you were one of those that had brought measure.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Actually measured one of the longest jumps. He was from Sweden.
He
just kept coming. I used to always like to stand farther down on the hill because you get to watch it.
Sure.
And he kept coming.
Oops.
And I was like, hey, there he is. But so that was always the I was always involved in Salisbury Recreation because Sharon never had a mm-hmm. real strong recreation program. And then I used to swim on the Salisbury swim team.
Now, that was quite a story.
Yes.
Tell me the whole story on that one, please.
I started at 10 and under, and I went to, with a good friend of mine, her name was Kathy Hooker. We lived next to each other on White Hollow Road. And her mother, Margot Hooker, worked in the administration office and in alumni office at Hotchkiss. And so we used to ride with Margot to Hotchkiss School. We used to keep our bicycles in various different little sheds that we'd keep there. Mm-hmm. And then we'd take our bicycles down to the Grove, and we swam on the team. We swam. I started in 10 and under. I was a breaststroke swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that was over, then we'd ride back up to Hotchkiss, and we took tennis lessons with Hoot Belter.
Okay.
He was our coach.
Yeah.
And our teacher, and then we'd ride back down to the Grove
mm-hmm.
and spend the rest of the day there, and then Margo was out of work at 3. And then we'd ride back up to Hotchkiss and ride back home. And so anyway, that's what I did for 2 years, because Kathy lived right near us, and so we'd ride together because we swam together. Mm-hmm. And then one day, my brother Richard, who had this fancy Shelby Cobra or Shelby Mustang that everybody knew, and it was this loud, flashy car.
Oh, sure.
And he gave me a ride because I'd missed my ride with Margo or mm-hmm. something came up. And when he dropped me off at the Grove, Frank Markey, who used to be the manager of the Grove, saw me, and he said, "Who was that who dropped you off this morning?" And I said, "Oh, that was my brother Richard." And they knew that Richard was from Sharon because he was kind of notorious in this car. And so anyway, after practice that morning, they had found out I was from Sharon, and Art Wilkinson had to tell me that I couldn't swim on the team anymore because I was from Sharon. And I was absolutely devastated. I wanted to swim in the Olympics. I really did. And I actually wrote a short story about swimming in the Olympics, and I won. Mm-hmm. I just think about this the other night, and I won the contest at the grade school.
Oh, lovely.
In 7th grade, and I won a $5 gift certificate to the bookstore in Sharon.
Oh, how
which
wonderful.
Which was a lot of money then.
Oh, yes, it was.
And that was in 73. I graduated from Sharon Center. And that was what my story was about. Was about swimming and just being up on the box when they blow the whistle, timer, judges ready, swimmer taking marks. And anyway, Art later he told me that that was one of the hardest things he had to do, was tell me that I couldn't swim. And I just, I think after I burst into tears, I just remember we all had the blue and white striped Speedo swimsuits.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
It was just one of those.
Oh, what a devastating
experience. But now
experience.
It's just, there's just such a mixed bag
of people
swimming on the team. And it's just, at the time, it was just, it was the world to me. And it was Salisbury Recreation. They always had a great recreation program.
They've always had a good recreation program. And it's such a shame that they didn't do a special dispensation, but I think at that time there probably was so many children that were in the village, that lived in the village.
I think a lot of people thought we did live in Salisbury because we were on White Hollow and we were kind of teetering right on the line.
Yeah.
We were only about a half a mile from the Sharon-Salisbury line.
And you were coming to church here?
Yeah, we always came to St. Mary's, and my mother, liked the priest, and we used to walk down, go to the drugstore after church, and another thing that Kathy, I just remembered this too, we used to always get the Lakeville Journal, we used to buy it, go down to the journal and buy it, and then we'd work on that, write the caption.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we'd take it back to the beach, and then sometimes we'd trade in bottles, and we'd get the, and then we'd get a pretzel, you'd get a pretzel for 2 cents, and he used to keep them in the container on the counter.
I've heard about the pretzel.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that was... So I just always was involved with Salisbury Recreation, with skiing and, the swimming. And we were... Although I guess I wasn't a member of the Grove. I guess maybe that's what it was.
It would have been. The Grove was closed to anyone that was not a Salisbury resident at that time.
Right.
It's changed since.
Right.
But it's devastating for a young person to be told they can't do something that they're very, very good at.
Right.
Simply because of a residential requirement.
Right.
But you've handled it very well. You've handled it very well. You have another part of your life. You're a professional gardener.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about the Amesville Association, please.
The Amesville Association, there's three islands. The Amesville, all the residents of Amesville are very proud of their neighborhood. So they invest, I don't know, I think it's $10 a year or whatever they pay. Some people pay more and give more. But it's a contracted position, and I just maintain the islands. And
what are the three islands?
The bottom of Salmon Kill and Dugway. And then Salmon Kill and Britton Hill. So Britton Hill and Dugway, and Britton Hill and Salmon Kill, and then Sugar Hill and River Road. It's a Y right there near the Hardee's.
Yep.
Daylilies right up there.
Yep.
And so it's just from March basically to Thanksgiving. And then 2 years ago, I put in another. They're responsible for all the daffodils that you see all from the bottom of Amesville all the way down River Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's and I put in another 1,500, I think it was.
Bless you. Wonderful.
And then I have 7 or 8 other jobs. Just many of them in Amesville.
Well, naturally.
It's like painting your house. Once you start, you get.
About how many homes are there in Amesville?
I think there's around 60.
That's what you said, and that sounds about right. And it's a special little community.
It is.
It truly is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your information. It's been
well,
wonderful.
Thank you.